Okay, never, ever have the words, the lyrics from that song rang truer since we've no place to go.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
It's short week hump day.
Don't confuse people too much, but because there's only 3 days, today would be the halfway point.
Yes, it's thus
and so. Also, really quickly, I did want to just correct the record. Trevor Noah's lady friend is allegedly Minka Kelly. That's according to listener Dawn.
Oh, thank you.
Not Olivia Munn.
Wonderful.
Sounded good to me, though.
What's Olivia Munn up to? Didn't she just get broken up?
I don't know, but she's involved in publicationships in the way that Minka Kelly is involved in publicationships, because word on the street is that Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly are totally a publicationship.
Yeah, true. Sorry, I have to. Was it Jason Sudeikis that Olivia Munn was? Nope,
no,
that was Olivia Wilde.
Oh gosh,
wow. Wrong Olivia.
What? We need to.
You know what? Pretend that this never happened.
Professionals.
Let's rewind.
Ready?
Welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Aaron Rodgers?
That was who Olivia Munn was with. The football
Tucker
dude.
Roberts?
We're done now. Let's start with something we actually do know about.
Okay.
And that is, well, we don't know a lot about
okay,
it.
But we do.
Britney Spears, we got to get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble with them. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Oh, you guys, we have to catch up with Britney. We have not heard from her since she got back, I think, from her Hawaiian getaway. I don't know.
Gosh, that was quick for her.
But if you follow the trajectory of her Instagram, it appears thus and so. Anyway, she did, and that's why I want to head over to her Instagram account, because she did post something that we need to discuss, and it's appropriate. It's Thanksgiving related, and I think we need to discuss what it means, because there are some wider implications. Now, for those of you who don't know, Britney Spears' Instagram is a treasure. A national treasure.
He gets really choked up when he talks about it.
Hey, dude, it's always right after lunch. So she posted 19 hours ago a picture of a little girl in a buggy that is charioted by two turkeys. This is a vintage photograph that she clearly found. This is not a Britney.
That's not her?
That's not her. She's not that old. And the caption says, and I'm just going to go through it quickly.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Thanksgiving is one of my most favorite holidays. I love the fall. I like chocolate, and I really like my fireplace at home. It's so nice. I also adore my kids having Thanksgiving break, all caps. 2020 has been one big mess for everyone in the world. It's honestly an accomplishment to remember what day it is. Sometimes constantly looking at my silly calendar. It's okay to not be perfect, to burn the pizza in the oven, to cry over a book for an hour after reading, to look for your shades and they've been on your head the entire time, to have a messy closet, to forget where you left your cleaning supplies, to have a cheap month with food. Come on, folks. It's the holidays, corn emoji. None of us are perfect. And a secret for you. Don't let anybody, but don't tell anybody, but I forgot it was Thanksgiving this week. Monkey face emoji.
What the?
Okay, so there's a lot. There's a lot.
What was that?
There's a lot going on. But I think what she's saying is happy Thanksgiving.
Well, what I heard was Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, which I love. Also, 2020 is pandemic and it sucks. I mean, you and I might just post that. Like, I'm grateful that I have what matters. But in that, she let us know all sorts of things that I think we could discuss. She likes hot chocolate and a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's exciting.
She likes having her kids... Actually, she adores her kids having Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of feel like, were they somewhere else before? Like, maybe her kids are with her. I don't know.
I don't know. I cannot keep track of the custody arrangement.
Well, frankly, she has them 20% of the time. So maybe she gets them for holidays. Then, you know, again, the pandemic, it's horrible. It's an accomplishment to just remember what day it is. We can all relate to that. Right?
That is true.
She has apparently burnt pizza in an oven. She has cried after reading a book.
This is what I call the relatable portion of this post.
Yes.
Where she wants us to know that she's just like us. She's burnt pizza. She's cried over a book.
She's looked for her shades and they've been on her head the whole time.
She can't find her cleaning products.
She has a messy closet.
I mean, all of this
to me
says... It is
weird, though, that she says to forget where you left your cleaning supplies. That seems a very specific one that I'm not quite sure I can relate to.
Well, clearly it's something that she's been through, you know? I think.
Do you think, though, that Britney Spears looks for cleaning supplies?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Okay, say more about that, Holly.
Yeah.
Say more.
That she looks for cleaning supplies? I can totally see her looking for the Febreze somewhere.
But does she use the Febreze?
Well, I hope that she reads the instructions on the back of the bottle. Or
like Darlene, who like cleans the house, is like, where's my Febreze?
Like, I feel like Britney Spears wants to try to clean the house.
Oh, and like Darlene says, sure, you can...
Here, and like gives her a bottle of water and is like, squirt that wherever you want.
Here, honey. Yeah. There you go.
Like I used to do to my kids when I was like painting a wall and I'd be like, here's a bucket with water in it. Go to town. Thank you for helping.
Yeah. Here's a brush. No, there's no paint. So she apparently is back from... Because the previous two posts are videos of her dancing, although she could have posted those on vacation.
There is no rhyme or reason to any of this. Meaning, time is made up anyway, but really, for Britney Spears, time is totally made up. Because she made... Let's also entertain the notion that she might not have actually been in Hawaii at all.
You think that they made that
I'm
up.
What I'm saying is, because of the way
they just put her in the plane there was somebody in the cabin, like Sam Asghari was like pushing the side back and forth. And like the pilot's like 10-4, here we go.
Okay. Whoosh. And then somebody's outside with like a picture of some clouds and it's moving along.
I just
want to
be really clear.
I am here for that.
I am entertained by this. That's not what I was exactly saying. But I'm entertained by the idea.
I do love it. And they're like, oh, we landed.
Oh, look, here we are, islands. And then they open the door, and it's that burger joint islands that Britney Spears loves to go to.
And there's like
so
a kiddie pool, and they're like, we're at the beach.
Okay. So what I was actually saying, again, that was all very entertaining, was that, you know, the way that they collect all the pictures for her social media and then post things out of order all the time anyway, and try to make you think that this was taken present day, this could have been a trip to Hawaii that happened a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they put the pictures up and were like, I'm going to Hawaii, but she wasn't. So like she could have never been in Hawaii, or she might have been in Hawaii. And these pictures are pictures from her house.
Okay.
Or, you know,
to be more thoughtful about the fake scenario that Holly launched, they could have actually gotten up in the plane and taken her to like, I don't know, give me something that's Hawaii like. Nearby, Holly.
Near Hawaii?
No. Like
near LA.
Like
so maybe she went to Cabo.
Okay, and they were like, "We're in Hawaii," but it was really just
okay. Or
yeah,
you know, all I'm trying to say is we cannot use her timeline as a way of informing us about what she's doing or where she is at any given moment.
True. Although I bet somebody with some skills.
Because, you know, according to this picture, she's in the early 1900s on a farm.
And she's also 5.
Exactly.
She did post a whole photo of her, like, looking sexy at the camera with her peasant top and her brown short shorts, khaki short shorts. And she goes, and there's a song, and I can't hear it, but it's something to do with magic. She goes, I chose a song and did my hair because of the movie Practical Magic. It's an old movie, but dear God, it's the best. It's magic. And somebody's response was, you know what would be magic? You finding the escape hatch.
Oh, that makes me sad, but it's so true.
So true.
Oh, Brittany, I'm worried about you. Well, I do want to just really quickly follow up your story about Britney Spears loving Thanksgiving with an outside confirmation that her dad is a tyrant. So, you know, we've been following her and her father's relationship mostly because she has filed paperwork to make him no longer the executor. Conservator. Thank you. And we'd heard rumors that, like, basically she's afraid of her father. And we kind of looked at that as sort of the confirmation that she's trying to get her dad kicked out of the conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there's a celebrity restaurateur named Bobby Oakes. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but she used to have a restaurant. Britney Spears did.
Yeah.
And it was called Nyla.
Yes.
It was called Nyla. And the NY was for her favorite place, New York. And the LA was for her other favorite place.
Oh, that's cute.
LA. So it was called Nyla. It opened and closed in the year 2002 at the Dillon Hotel. Well, this Bobby Oakes was a former business partner of hers in that restaurant. And he's telling a story about how Jamie Spears was a total tyrant. He says, I had a problem with Jamie Spears. He didn't have any say in the business. But a few days prior to the grand opening, out of the blue, he came storming into my office at 9 a.m. with an unknown young man and woman. He appeared to be either hungover or high because he was literally bouncing off the walls in front of my managers and chefs. He announced that the young man and woman he was with would be hired as managers for Britney's restaurant. He was so out of it and screaming, nobody's going to ruin my little girl's place. He wanted the chefs replaced in a completely new menu. This is the day of their opening. He said it turns out that Jamie had met the couple he wanted to run Britney's restaurant the night before at a random New York bar he'd been drinking in. I explained to him that I was the operating partner. This could not happen. He was clearly unhinged, screaming and hollering. He was in my face. I was expecting any minute he was going to get physical. This is a guy who's run many restaurants and has worked with many celebrities on their restaurants. And mm-hmm. he's basically saying this guy is a tyrant and he's a hot mess and he saw it in action. And he said that later Jamie Spears apologized. But then this restaurant manager said, it's no surprise to me that Britney doesn't want him running her life. I can't imagine him running anything.
Totally.
Which just
possible.
Sort of like pulls back the curtain, gives us another, voice telling us another view about Jamie Spears. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, not only are we going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood with Holly Roberts giving us a dirt alert, we're also going to announce our Live for Free name of the day. So listen up, because if your name is called, you will win $100. You got to call back within 10 minutes. You would win $100 and be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. We will announce that name and get a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is time for a dirt alert with the beautiful Holly Roberts. However, before we get to that dirt alert...
Oh, hold on a second! Let me get to it!
Get to the drawer.
Get to the drawer.
Pull it out, Holly.
I hate this year. Here.
It is time for us to announce a Live for Free name. It has been a tough year, and we want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. So, Dawn Saros Kirk, that's this hour's name, Dawn Saros Kirk, give us a call at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. And if you do, Dawn Saros Kirk, you win $100, and you'll be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000.
Girl, call. If you know Dawn Saros Kirk, you better
call her and tell her. Call us.
Yeah, because we don't want her to miss out on that opportunity.
Correct. Now it is time for us to get to that dirt alert. Holly, give us a topic. We'll talk.
All right. So the Grammy nominations announced today wasn't even on the radar, have to say, but the music industry moving forward with honoring their own, announcing the Grammy nominations this morning, also announcing a host for the Grammys. That's going to be the Daily Show hosts, Trevor Noah. He's going to be hosting the biggest night in music. And, yeah. So that's happening.
Well, and things.
And things. Slowly rolling out. You know, the Grammys, there are tons of Grammys that are handed out each year. And doing some of the tabulations, I will say some of the nominees for Album of the Year, some of the big names include Coldplay, Dua Lipa, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift. Now I have to answer the phone. Talk amongst yourselves.
We will talk amongst ourselves. Thank you, Holly. You know, it's funny because I'm sitting here, and part of this is because of the year we've had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here and thinking, we didn't really get much new music this year.
Oh, but we did.
But apparently we did.
Yeah, we just didn't listen.
We just didn't listen to it. But it's hard for me to go back and think of, like, the before times. Like, because there were 3 months before we ever got to March when we started locking down, right?
Yeah.
But that seems like 100 years ago now. But when Holly said Dua Lipa, I recall that she had a really good album. But again, I think that this has just been such a long year. The only album that I'm familiar with is Taylor Swift's.
Yeah, album. Well, I think also our space for this kind of content maybe wasn't as big this year because it was pushed out by other space, or it was made smaller by other content that mm-hmm. we maybe were sucking in. Whether it was, you know, I'm saying the brain space we had to give to music this year was maybe not as big as it normally is, especially for us particularly. Like, if you listen to Donna and Steve, I guarantee they had opinions about all of these because they regularly talk about music, for example, in a way that just doesn't seem to you know, unless there's a story attached to it, like Taylor Swift's music catalog being sold again.
Right.
That it's just not a... Maybe it doesn't appeal to us.
Right.
Guys.
Yes.
Dawn just won $100. Dawn,
congratulations. Dawn, you've won $100 and you've been entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. How do you feel right this very moment?
I am so excited. Thank you very much.
Congrats, honey.
We are so excited for you. Okay, so now we have to ask you the big question. If you win the grand prize of $10,000, what are you going to spend it on?
I don't know. I hadn't even thought about it because I didn't think I'd win.
Well, see, look at that. Now you get to dream big.
The whole rest of the week, you can sit around and contemplate, or actually until you find out, you can contemplate all the magical things. If you were just to, like, go out right now and buy something for that amount of money, what would you get, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know what I really want to do is maybe help my son out with some college tuition. So that'd be kind of the thing I'd like to do. So,
okay. Oh, see, that is like, that is a mother's heart right there. Thank you, Dawn. And congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Dawn. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yay. Congrats. Happy Thanksgiving. Congratulations to Dawn Saros Kirk. She just won $100 and was entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. We'll give another name out at 4:20 and again at 5:20 with Lori and Julia. And then we'll be back with another one, obviously, tomorrow. But let's get back to that dirt.
Oh, that was so exciting. News that broke yesterday afternoon was Ken Jennings being announced as the interim host of Jeopardy. So production resumes November 30th. There are still some episodes that Alex Trebek filmed before he passed away earlier this month. Colleen, you were excited to have Ken Jennings as host.
I mean, I'm excited to see how he does. You know, he was one of the longest running contestants. Or was he the longest running?
One of the longest, the highest grossing contestant. He won $2.5 million on Jeopardy.
I just remember when he was on, it was like he never left. He was just always there.
Well,
so
he might not have left.
You got to feel like he knows a little bit about how the sausage is made. So I think he'll do a great job, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, he's going to be one of a number of rotating guest hosts for Jeopardy as they move forward.
I think that'll be perfect. Holly, thank you for that
dirt
alert. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071 after this. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here in the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Well, Holly, who's on the phone today?
It's Heidi.
It's Heidi. And what is Heidi playing for?
Heidi, ho there, neighbor. Heidi is playing for one of these.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt.
I was not implying that Heidi was a ho there. So anyway, Heidi, are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I'm ready.
Good. The timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Carl, Brian, and Dennis Wilson were brothers in what band?
Beach Boys.
What is the name of the award that honors excellence in music?
Grammy.
Who was just announced as interim host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
Keith Richards plays what instrument?
Guitar.
Beyonce got her start as a member of what girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Yes, queen!
Congratulations, Heidi. You are the winner today of the 30-second pop culture challenge.
Wow, she just like nailed them left and right.
Congratulations. She sure did. That was some skill right there.
Skills.
Congratulations to Heidi for winning the 30-second pop culture challenge. And for all of you who want to be just like Heidi, it's okay. You can try tomorrow. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. All right, now that we've answered all those questions, or rather Heidi did so easily, let's move on to solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call
Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh, a hot celebrity gossip mystery to solve this afternoon. Here we go. This former A-list mostly movie actress was in so many age-inappropriate relationships when she was underage that she probably didn't see anything wrong with promoting a marriage of someone who was groomed from such a young age by a person in power over her.
Ooh, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, there is a lot, okay. But we have one celebrity to think about.
An A-list, mostly movie actress who herself was in inappropriate relationships.
Yes. So, anti-lawyer is saying this is former, but I would say that this person is still A-list pretty much in everybody's minds.
Was she a child star?
Yes. Was her name Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Ding to the dang to the dong.
Who is she promoting?
Well, let me fill in the blank, okay, and then I will give you the details. So, cool. Drew Barrymore, who was in so many age-inappropriate relationships when she was underage, she probably didn't see anything wrong with promoting a marriage of someone who was groomed for such a young age by a person in power over her. Now, the headline today is that the Drew Barrymore show faces backlash after performing a wedding for a teacher and his alleged former student.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh.
What is she doing?
What?
Yes.
They're doing weddings on the Drew show?
Well, why not?
Okay.
We've done weddings on this show.
All right.
True.
So.
True. That is actually true. But also, we're not a daytime talk show. Okay.
Right. I do just need to throw this on the table, though. Who on her staff isn't intervening? Like, many people are part of this idea that they're going to marry this couple, mm-hmm, on her show. Right. Like, she might not see anything wrong with it, but any other person should be able to be like, I don't know that we definitely want to be highlighting this kind of particular relationship.
Was this like a Willy Falau thing?
Well, not quite. A lot of commentators wanted to note that the woman in this scenario, Selena, she was 17 years old and a high school student, and Dan was a 29-year-old teacher when they met.
Okay.
And one person responded to a YouTube clip saying Selena was in Dan's physics class before they got together, others adding more details and questioning how due diligence wasn't done ahead of the segment making it to air. To your point, Colleen,
yeah,
producers weren't doing a little background checky-check before having them on the Drew Barrymore show.
So maybe they didn't tell the story of the fact that she was hot for teacher.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Selena and Dan kind of didn't maybe submit all the details.
Sure.
So they were just going off of, all right, so these are two people. We're going to trust their story that they're not lying to us. Or,
oh, my word.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's very, very interesting.
That is so interesting. Oh, I'm going to need to go down this rabbit hole, I think.
All right.
Because, oof. Okay.
All right, have all fun. Right, fine. Bye.
Next.
Bye. Blinded
by the idol. But before you go down that rabbit hole, please stay and solve this next celebrity gossip mystery with us. The illiterate disgraced actress is doing exactly as NT Lawyer predicted she would 6 months ago. She's asking for an early release because of COVID.
Lori to the Loughlin.
Ding to the dang to the dong.
Lori Loughlin. I'm going to fill in the blank now.
Thanks.
Lori Loughlin is doing exactly as NT predicted she would 6 months ago because Lori Loughlin is now asking for an early release because of COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, good luck to you, ma'am. Apparently she's like making out like gangbusters in
you
prison.
You shouldn't do that with this virus.
No, not actually making out. I'm saying she was finding friends. Although, maybe that's just her prison strategy. I don't know. It's really hard to tell. I don't have anybody on the inside.
Where did you hear that story?
There was a headline yesterday that she's making fast friends. Let's see.
I mean, that's how Martha Stewart did it.
Friends in prison. Mm-hmm. I got friends in prison. From Us Weekly 18 hours ago, Lori Loughlin has made, quote, several friends in prison, but mostly keeps to herself. Also, my life's story. I have made friends,
Bradley
but keep
Trainor
mostly
has made
to myself.
Many friends, but keeps mostly to himself.
She attends church services and has been praying.
Well.
Oh, isn't that just... I feel like she's really...
This
you know,
is all
coming to terms with
laying
her.
The groundwork for her like image rehab situation.
So she can go back to doing her Hallmark.
What was that sound?
That's my barfing at her.
Oh, okay. I was like feeble, in her general
feeble
direction.
Attempt to like wrest her career back from the demon void.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of inside scoop about how her children are coping and
poor kids.
Poor adult children.
Poor, very privileged children.
Mm. Yeah, we play our tiny violin for you, but we don't.
Wee, and a dad with no hair. Because their dad shaved off his hair.
Do you think that look was... do you think Massimo Giannulli shaving his head and growing a beard, that was advice given to him by a consultant?
By a prison coach.
A coach to be like, look,
100%.
Look, Massimo, you're going to look tough if you just shave all your hair on your head.
Yeah, he looks like Charles Manson.
And then leave your beard hair because beards are manly. No hair on your head. Manly. Mm.
Do we have another one, Holly?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Blinded
by the idol. All right. We have another celebrity gossip mystery to solve. I have to say, let's just go with this one because we don't know who this is about, but let's try.
We'll work through it.
This always thirsty foreign-born B-plus list model told her foreign-born A-minus list mostly movie actor that she is pregnant. She isn't, but got a ring out of it.
Ooh.
Wait, who is this again?
Oh, wow.
What's her name?
we have to
solve
that.
No, what's the description again?
She's a B-plus list model.
Foreign-born.
Foreign-born. Oh, he's foreign-born.
And he's an actor.
Now, I will say the headlines concerning these two, the last time they were spotted out and about was with his parents. Mm. So, meeting the family. And
it's on the tip of my tongue.
And according to this article, I will say that's in the Daily Mail, there are rumors that they have discussed getting engaged.
Mm. Oh, God. He's an actor. She's not an actor. She's a model.
She's a model. Let's focus on the actor.
Okay.
He's the bigger name.
Okay.
He's currently in the UK filming a project that's kind of had a lot of starts and stops this year.
Oh, Robert Pattinson?
Good job.
And the woman's name is a model, Minshka Gershnickenheimer.
Nope, that's not her name.
I don't feel like I'm going to know the model.
Her name is Sookie Waterhouse.
Oh,
yeah. You know her name, though.
Yes. Ooh. So NT Lawyer is saying that Sookie Waterhouse told Robert Pattinson that she's pregnant. Sookie's not.
Wow.
But allegedly they're engaged now.
He's like, don't.
I feel like that's something that the lie will become obvious that it is a lie. sooner or later.
Right. Like within 9 months.
Yeah.
I think is usually how that goes.
Yeah, the window of the fib is short.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Fib window.
That's
but there they are on a walk.
Yeah. Also, like
with the parents.
That is actually a very relatable picture. Like all of them all bundled up with their masks on.
But I need to take a task. I need to take task. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson and Minka Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Nope. That's not her name. Sookie Mishka
Waterhouse. So their masks are not over their nose.
Yeah. Yeah. The parents have nice, secure masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, you got to cover all the holes that breathe. Okay. Uh-huh. And that includes your nose. Thank you.
Keep your holes covered, America.
Keep them all covered. Hey,
and Britain.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, first of all, I think that we've been falling down on the job with something, and I want to make sure that we address it first thing when we come back. But then after we address that very important thing that we have not been doing enough of lately. Oh,
I have it waiting for us.
Okay, good. Then we need to talk about a Grey's Anatomy rumor. Okay, I know you're super excited about it, you guys. Try to contain your excitement.
What?
There's a rumor that a former star of Grey's Anatomy might be coming back this season. You're so rude. We'll talk about it when we come back on My Talk 107.1. I'll make you talk about it. Holly, this is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi!
And we have been remiss. We have a very important holiday coming up on Thursday, and we have not celebrated it appropriately, Colleen and Bradley style.
You want to?
I think we should.
Yeah.
You can bring it down to land right on the helipad.
Do you ever have that moment where, like, you are brought into stark contrast just what has become of you in your life?
All the time.
So big.
Like
there was
fart?
Just like a big press conference on the television.
Okay.
Oh.
It was a political-y thing.
Yeah.
And there's a person who's been appointed to a new position, you know, for the next round of leadership.
Okay.
Who went to high school with me.
Okay.
Here. He didn't go to my high school, but we were in high school at the same time, and he was in the Minneapolis Public Schools. And he's been appointed to a very important position, and he was just on the television while I was sitting here singing the Thanksgiving song.
Basically,
just like one of those moments where you're like, this is what
cookies.
I do. This is what I do.
Well, and I'm sitting over here pressing.
Okay, don't.
Oh, Holly. That was Holly.
Okay. That's what I say when I do when my friend works at the State Department and I do this.
Yeah. You just like have those moments.
We're all living our best lives, kids. Don't interpret that.
No, America. No, no.
I mean,
anything other than what it is, which is.
It's true.
Sad. It's really sad. I'm really disappointed.
So true. Now I want to talk about something you guys don't want to talk about.
Yay! Oh,
Grey's Anatomy.
Can't wait.
Grey's Anatomy. Okay. So I know you know enough to know that Grey's Anatomy.
That I don't care? What? No, yes, you're right.
Grey's Anatomy is making headlines for a choice they've made in bringing back a dead member of their show. He's not actually dead, but he's dead on the show.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. If you're this far behind, I can't help you. Patrick Dempsey, who played McDreamy, a.k.a. Derek Shepherd, a.k.a. the husband of Meredith Grey, the star of Grey's Anatomy. He is showing up in her COVID fever dreams right now. And it is a big deal because he sort of left very unceremoniously. They killed him off because he had created such a kerfuffle on set that Shonda Rhimes was basically like, no, you're not going to just go away bye-bye in the car. You're going to go dead because you're never coming back. You're dead to us, basically. It was sort of the message she was sending. Seriously. So, but then last week on the show, they were giving some clues that Meredith also might encounter some other people from her past in her fever dreams. And there's a lot of speculation that one of those people will be the person who played the role of Izzy Stevens. Her name is Katherine Heigl.
Oh, but now, that would be controversial, right?
I mean, it would be super controversial for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that Katherine Heigl, like, really, she talked her way out of a career, basically, with some of the choices she made and some of the behaviors that she enacted while she was on set on Grey's Anatomy. Now, her character didn't die. Her character went off to greener pastures, to do other things. But there is speculation that she might come back. And the reason why is because Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey, posted a gif the other day of Izzy Stevens, aka Katherine Heigl.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all in the fallout from when Washington?
Yeah.
Isaiah Washington went on this social media tear about Katherine Heigl. And I am intrigued by this fan theory that she might be reappearing on the show, because you can sort of see the crumb trail that might be laid if you're a conspiracy theorist like we are, where nobody was talking about Katherine Heigl like a month ago. Nobody cared what Katherine Heigl was up to.
Yep.
And then suddenly Isaiah Washington brings her up, and now she's in people's minds. And then to have Ellen Pompeo affirming it, with a picture when she has been she who shall not be named for a very long time.
Well, I mean, you know, genius in any case, whether it's actually going to result in her showing up on the show or it's just an opportunity to get your name out there and get people yapping and trapping.
Well, whatever it is, it's working, at least as far as Grey's Anatomy fans are concerned. Because, well, here's the thing. Regardless of whether or not it is Katherine Heigl or mm-hmm. Izzy Stevens that's showing up on the show, everybody is wondering who it's going to be. So it's bringing up a lot of conversations about people from the past of Grey's Anatomy, including but not limited to Isaiah Washington, including but not limited to T.R. Knight, who also was unceremoniously.
Yeah, this show has had a lot of drama, and I have to believe that that is like intentional in
so
some
much.
Capacity.
That's actually a good point. You know, how much of it is intentional. They did go through a period of time, but it almost seemed to me like it was a group of ne'er-do-wells that were the problem, right? Like it was the Isaiah Washington years. He was a very volatile person on set, and he got fired for using a homophobic slur in an argument with Patrick Dempsey, where the two of them got up in each other's faces and were yelling things, and he said some real homophobic stuff.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes was like, I don't stand for that. And she is no nonsense. Like, if you step in the wrong direction in front of her, you're gone. And she's shown that time and again. Any hoozy whatsy, might be Katherine Heigl.
Tuned.
It might not be Katherine Heigl. There's really a ton of options. And actually, Ellen Pompeo says
there's
much.
Really just two options, right?
No. Well, either she will or she won't. Yes, yeah. I'm with you on that. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to talk a little.